Donald Trump has used his wealth, celebrity, and blunt talk to blast to the top of polls in the GOP presidential race. The phenomenon has some pundits and some voters scratching their heads, except in California, where it's deja vu all over again. NPR's Ina Jaffe explains.
In California, larger-than-life celebrity candidates are like, so 12 years ago. That's when Arnold Schwarzenegger announced he was running for governor of California, and he did it in his own inimitable way, on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
It was the most difficult decision that I've made in my entire life, except the one in 1978 when I decided to get a bikini wax.
It was a signal that Schwarzenegger was not going to change his flamboyant personality in order to become governor. A moderate Republican, Schwarzenegger criticized California lawmakers as spending addicts enthralled to special interests. In the recent Republican debate, Donald Trump showed even less respect for the current crop of elected officials.
Our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.
And like Schwarzenegger, Trump said recently on CBS Face the Nation that his personal wealth means he can't be bought by contributors to his campaign.
I turned down $5 million last week from a very important lobbyist because there are total strings attached to a thing like that. He's going to come to me in a year or 2 years, and he's going to want something for a country that he represents or for a company that he represents. That's the kind of money I won't take.
Now, it's fun to fixate on the similarities between Schwarzenegger and Trump, but there's a significant difference between the two, says former Republican consultant Dan Schnur, now the head of the Jess Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California.
Schwarzenegger used his celebrity in order to get attention for his policy agenda. Trump talks about policy because he has to, but the real point of his message does seem to be his celebrity status.
Schwarzenegger, for example, vowed to reduce California's unpopular vehicle registration fee, the so-called car tax. He backed changes in the way elections are run, in the way the state bureaucracy runs, and he opposed driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. Schnur says that things like that were the key to Schwarzenegger being accepted as more than a sideshow.
He didn't really start to move up in the polls until he expanded his message to talk about real matters of public policy.
But he didn't let that make him boring. And Trump sure isn't.
Both Arnold and Trump are just content to be the characters that they've been all the time before they entered politics.
That's Raphael Sonnenschein, the executive director of the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs at Cal State Los Angeles. He says both Schwarzenegger and Trump convinced some of the voters that their kick-butt images from movies and television would easily transfer to governing.
Because they do believe they have special talents that may not require a whole lot of critical analysis of their positions. That if they think it, it's probably a good idea. And if they snap their fingers, it can probably get done. And, oh, there's these other things that get in the way, like other elected officials and other interests in society. Well, don't worry about that. I'm sure that'll all be taken care of as soon as I arrive.
Schwarzenegger and Trump have also shared a bit of luck, running against large fields of candidates with no dominant frontrunner. In Schwarzenegger's case, he ran in the recall election to replace former Governor Gray Davis.
There were about 103 candidates in the race, and there was exactly one candidate that anybody knew, and that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But as the primary season goes on, Trump's long list of GOP rivals will eventually shrink. And with just a few opponents, his path to victory will become a lot tougher than Schwarzenegger's was. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.